This is Gordon Martinez. My show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number for my show is 1-800-313-9443. And before we get started, I think it's really important that I always read the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics, especially what is happening around our country right now and the demonization of just about everything that we hold dear and true to America. So without any further ado, as a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. Now, that line's pretty important. I'm going to read it again. And to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. I will keep my private life unsullied as an example to all, maintain courageous calm in the face of danger, scorn, or ridicule, develop self-restraint, and be constantly mindful of the welfare of others. Honest in thought and deed in both my personal and official life, I will be exemplary in obeying the laws of the land and the regulations of my department. Whatever I see or hear of a confidential nature or that is confided to me in my official capacity will be kept ever secret unless revelation is necessary in the performance of my duty. I will never act officiously or permit personal feelings, prejudices, animosities, or friendships to influence my decisions. With no compromise for crime and with relentless prosecution of criminals, I will enforce the law courteously and appropriately without fear or favor, malice or ill will, never employing unnecessary force or violence, and never accepting gratuities. I recognize the badge of my office as a symbol of public faith, and I accept it as a public trust to be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the police service. I will constantly strive to achieve these objectives and ideals, dedicating myself before God to my chosen profession, law enforcement. Now, this comes from a 39-year law enforcement veteran, and I'm not talking about the ones that sit behind the desk and administrate or policy enforce. I'm talking about a real police officer, 39 years, right in the trenches, and right along with the with the public in trying to survive this crazy world. The subject matter that I would like to address on this show today is definitely about how to get rid of electronic voting machines and the discussion whether or not they are or not fraudulent is kind of like immaterial now because they are. Anything electronic can be hacked and manipulated and tainted. And I would like to talk about this latest video that I happened to watch. It's called Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement, HP. There's some disturbing conclusions that are made in this video. And as far as I'm concerned, it just it's basically made to divide us even more from law enforcement and the general public. Today, I'm welcoming John Stantmiller onto my show, and we're going to discuss this this training video that's for law enforcement. John, are you there?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it, Gordon.
What's going on with this thing, and what's your take on why this video is being presented?
Well, let me give you a quick little background. I've been doing this for more than 25 years. I've been on the air for 23 plus, almost 24 years. Mm-hmm. Years ago, we recognized that the sovereignty of this country was in danger. We had seen what the out-of-control government adopting their socialistic and communistic type of endeavors, whether it be the welfare state or whatever the case may be, without delving too deep, going into the 14th Amendment, changing people's status, whatever. And for a lot of years, we've been casting a wary eye. Now, we know that the globalists, their New World Order, George Bush Sr. stood in front of all the nations of the world talking about his thousand points of light and coming into view. We can now see a New World Order. This is why Daddy Bush is voting for Hillary Clinton this time around. He made that known. He thinks
I saw that.
He thinks that Donald Trump is that much of a threat. Well, I don't know how much of a threat a 6'2", 70-year-old, 230-pound Donald Trump is going to be. They make presidents go away in this country if they don't like what you're doing or if you go against the moneyed interest. My opinion, as they did with JFK and Lincoln as well. Make a long story short here, I was involved with forming the militias in this country back in the 90s. We saw an imminent threat. They were going head over heels after the guns. All kinds of legislation, talking about banning, so on and so forth. Well, a natural reaction to this was people to say, okay, well, if they're going to do that, we're going to be the poor suckers on the Cabrini Green when the British were there to confiscate shot and powder. If the Second American Revolution has to start, let it start there. But they were not done. They were huffing and puffing. They had not had their global alliances and treaties and all the legislation and all the infrastructure put in place, such as we've seen with the NDAA, the fusion centers, military police, the police armed with MRAPs, bazookas, and I'm just teasing on that one. I think
sure.
They've got the mods for the M16 grenade launchers, but they have been provided with a sundry source of hardware and information. To wit, the FBI a couple of years ago telling all of law enforcement that, you know, there's a sovereign citizen movement afoot in this country, and these people are really dangerous. They literally told police departments and sheriff's departments that if you pull one of these sovereign citizen people over, they would much rather shoot you, drop you in the street, than even have a conversation with you.
Then they also say that the militias that are formed in each state were in the same category?
Yeah, but they have lightened up on the militias. They see this as old and passe. The militias are still there. They have not been actively recruiting. They have not actively been training, and they've not been in the public eye for many years, with good reason. The FBI infiltrated almost every damn one of the large groups in this country. So people have put their packs and their ammunition and their rifles in their closet, and they have taken the educational, political route, whatever the case may be. They are still there. Right. Their complaint is with these sovereign citizens that don't believe that they're under anybody's jurisdiction at all. That's the flavor of this coming out of the chute. So rather than them just anteing up and saying, well, these are flat-out terrorists and anarchists, they're just saying that we're uncooperative and we're anti-government. But it goes further than that. They have been repeating the mantra that there's 300,000 sovereign citizens in this country, and they are dangerous. You've seen the videos that they presented as their de facto evidence. Mm-hmm. It is there. Well, now the NGOs, law enforcement is ramping this up. Now we're openly discussing extremism and terrorism inside the United States, but it's just those ragheads. It's the people that got pissed off, Gordon, that have seen millions of the Middle Eastern people just blown to human confetti. And this is a natural course. We've got the blowback effect now. Now it's operating inside this country, and we're going to have to deal with it. It is only a light switch flip away to include those 300,000 terrorists that they have already called the sovereign citizen movement in this country, to lump those terrorists in now with the terrorists that they're openly talking about coming from the Middle East, Syria, et al.
I can see that. I can see where that trend is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have made a promise and a pact with a listening audience to this network. I contacted, just a little back story here. There was a woman who was running for U.S. Senate against John McCain, and I talked to his deputy campaign manager, and I was fully cognizant that I was talking to a Politico, and that I was not going to get too heavy with them. I was sniffing around to find out what they were going to do with her campaign. Well, the video had surfaced about John McCain being captured by the North Vietnamese and him literally doing his Tokyo Rose for the North Vietnamese, for the communists. He actually made propaganda recordings for them. And they are out on the internet. And I asked him, I said, you're going to use this in the campaign against Bush? No, we've got another Democrat, a powerful Democrat, and we need to get by the primaries, and then we'll make a decision from then on. Guess what? She didn't make it past the primaries. John McCain never saw a war he didn't like. Bomb, 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 Iran. And, of course, Democrats are just as damn stupid about anything else. So the continued war on terrorism, this is a war without end. Whoever they deem to be terrorism or terrorist or terrorism cells, they will be dealt with. The problem is, Gordon...
We're seeing that with the American patriots that are incarcerated from the Bundy situation and the Hammond situation.
Well, exactly. And this is the pace is only, the quickening is going to happen. Hillary Clinton, the FBI has showed itself for what it is by letting her slide by the DOJ, not preferring any charges for treason or anything else. Nothing to do with the Clinton Foundation, because there are many politicians and associated people that have gotten rich off of her her foundation as well. So, by the way, she did an interview with Matt Lauer last week. After that broadcast, she threw a hissy fit through a glass at one of the stagehands there and screamed at the top of her lungs, "You people don't understand. This is not a game. If we go down, you go down."
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, and I'm telling you, Donald Trump is not going to be the end-all, be-all fix for this country. He's got too many people in his ear right now. The best I can hope for him is they slow his roll. But, Gordon, I've been doing this for a long time, and people can tell you, can attest, that I am not an alarmist. I am right. Not an alarmist, but I can smell this coming. It's midnight. It's dark. I can't hear it, I can't see it, but I can sure as hell smell it.
Correct. Well, there's not a real secret that this particular government has got an overreach that's unbelievable. They're trying everything and anything, and I don't know what the hell the answer is. I'm hoping that things will get a little... I'm hoping that, yeah, you're right, education, but I'm hoping it'll get a little better after the new person takes over in the Oval Office.
It's not going to get any better. It's not, Gordon, this is the false right left paradigm that somehow somebody's going to get in as president, which by the Constitution he is limited in his scope of action that he can take as president, okay?
Right.
Okay, having said that, he does have the power to declare martial law. He does have the power to do a lot of things in an emergency situation. Yes, but constitutionally, in times of peace, he is very limited in what he can do. And I don't look for Donald Trump to be the brash man that he has been in the past. He's trying to look more presidential, and in my book, that just spells to me that he's quieting down, taking the advice of the people that are handling his business for him and assisting him in his run for president. But
got it.
But I do know this Politico that I was talking to you about, I did not prompt him, I did not seed or salt the conversation. He flat out told me, he said, I've been talking to a lot of political people across the country, people like myself, and they have said that they've come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton gets into office in January, there will be an armed revolution in this country next year. Now, that's coming from people that don't know, not from Shinola, but they can read the tea leaves.
Right. I understand that you had an interview with former Sheriff Richard Mack on your show. Can you give me a synopsis of what happened there?
I think Richard Mack's best days are behind him.
Right. That's a shame, because for years I've admired some of the stuff he did, and even the complaint that he had against Bill Clinton, the lawsuit that he had with Bill Clinton, which by the matter he won. Mm-hmm. But that I admired him for that, for him to do that, and even though it financially probably broke him to do it.
You think it's done me any good? I've spent over $3 million in this network in almost the last 14 years. Gordon, I've sold off any bit of gold, silver, motorcycle, anything of value that I have to keep this network going. So I don't listen to people when they tell me how much this costs them, because it continues to cost me and costing everybody. This mm-hmm. isn't about just John Statman on a brand and, oh, the network, and please support it. We are in literally the fight for our lives here and the future generations of this country. Are they going to be slaves, or are they going to be well-educated, well-rounded, not democracy-laden asshats? No, they're going to know what the republic is and how special this form of government is and how much of your time doing your duty as a citizen, being involved in the process to keep it honest and moving forward for the future generations. That's all that's at stake, just a little bit.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with that word honesty and truth. I've always been for that, and I always felt that the truth will set you free. And I've been in a business that absolutely proves that fact. Well, thank you, John, for being on the show. And okay. We will continue on. The subject matter, again, is for the elimination, the complete elimination, and the immediate elimination of electronic voting machines.
By the way, before I go, Gordon, I just wanted to thank you. But there's a very simple solution to that one. Remember the ATMs, the companies that used to do the ATMs? Well, they would. I never, ever did not receive a receipt from a transaction in an ATM. The same people that built the voting machines built the ATMs. Can't they at least give us a hard copy? So if there is a vote in question, here's my receipt. Hey, I'm out of here. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And you're absolutely right. The suggestion that I can see for the elimination of the electronic voting and tabulation machines is a personal possession receipt, not one that's stuck in the voting machine. Forget that. But one that you get. Now, I have a simple solution for this. One, the immediate removal and never again use of an electronic voting machine or tabulation machine. The election is so vitally important. It's the only thing that we the people have to remove the trash that we have in our present government and give somebody else a chance. And you never know. It might even work out. But in order to do that, these electronic voting machines, which are made in South America, and what does that tell you? I mean, a third world country is making America's electronic voting machines? How does that work? Well, why? Because the South America is literally functioning on bribery and coercion and extortion. And so they'll do whatever they want, and they'll do whatever the money backers say they'll do. And tainting and manufacturing fraudulent electronic voting machines is not beyond their scope. From my understanding, my research, and the experts that I have talked to in the computing business, they say that a secret program or computer codes that are originating in the factories that have electronic voting machine manufacturers and companies is quite commonplace. And if there is any proof in the pudding, these electronic voting machines are banned in most European countries, especially Germany. Germany has come up with a wonderful plan. Ban them forever. Well, anyway, it's time to pause for the cause, and I'll be back in a few.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. And my call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Subject matter today is how to get rid of electronic voting machines immediately, now, and forever. I have tried various social media outlets and have explained my feelings regarding electronic voting machines. I have posted numerous articles in the Las Vegas Tribune on the aspects of electronic voting machines and how the electronic voting machine basically just flips and strips your ballot. Now, this is nothing new, folks. This has been going on for a long time. But what do you do about this? Anytime you even bring up the subject, any representatives or leaders in your community, they immediately counter with the one, the cost factor, the efficiency factor, and where's my proof? Where is my proof that electronic voting machines are being manipulated or tainted? Well, the exit polls will show trends and percentages and polls and all kinds of information, but the final results don't actually work out. But I do have one particular race that I was very interested in. That was the Clark County Sheriff's position in Nevada. And it was 2014, and I was running again. I've run for sheriff four times, and I don't even make it through the primary, even though I probably have more law enforcement experience than most of the candidates. So looking back, especially on the 2014 election for Clark County Sheriff of Nevada, Joe Lombardo and Larry Burns passed the primary and were headed to the general election. And during the general election, the polls all closed at around 7 o'clock. And then the way they work it out, which is a little dubious, they take the hard drive or the flash drive, whichever, from each machine, from each polling place, and then they transport that device down to the central tabulation area. So you have one tabulation area, and then you might have 30 to 50 different election places that contain numerous electronic voting machines. So I guess maybe the question is, well, from the point of removing the hard drive and the flash drive from the electronic voting machines and transporting them by hand in some vehicle down to the centralized tabulation area, which is under heavy guard, which is a little suspicious because the availability of rechecking or recounting or just authenticating and verifying what the count is almost impossible to get into that tabulation machine that actually did the counting. So you don't have any real flesh and blood people that are doing this, just protecting it. And the way it's set up, where most voting machines are being leased from companies within the United States, and then these companies buy these electronic voting machines from South America, and who knows who verifies that, how that's done. But if there was an inquiry into the authenticity of these machines, it's very much in question. Well, it looks like we got to pause for the cause again, and I'll be back in just a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle.
Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez with the show called American Honor, brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We were talking about how to immediately get rid of electronic voting machines. I don't think there is really any discussion whether or not these type of electronic voting machines and tabulation machines, which are so vitally important to our country, can be hacked and easily hacked and manipulated and tainted. They can be, and just about every electronic machine made can be hacked. And as soon as we take a call from Mike here, who's been waiting patiently, we'll talk about my own personal experience with that. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
And, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm one of these casualties of the corrupt system where I ran for office, and I experienced firsthand the manipulation. I discovered how they were rigging the elections and exposed it, and it cost me 7 years of my life in prison. It's very simple. But first you've got to understand, first you have to understand something simple. Every state law requires that the counting be done in public and visible. It has to be able to be seen, and you can't see inside the computer. So every state that utilizes electronic voting is violating their own code.
That's a good
point.
That being
said,
yeah.
When I ran for office, if you go to mikeparsons.org, on the front page, you can scroll down to the bottom. You can see a photograph on the bottom right. It was the crawler at the bottom of the screen the night of the election when I was running at 9:47. the local news station out of Memphis showed me having 79% of the vote with 4,282 votes, and my opponent having less than a, you know, less than 2,000 or less than 1,000. It was a landslide victory that I was going for, running against a 20-year incumbent, a backwards mafia old boy corrupt candidate who was a big zero. And I had a lot of good ideas, and I wasn't a crook, and I wasn't part of the old boy network. So a lot of people kind of like that.
Most people would, day, actually.
Yeah, and here's how simple it is. It doesn't take a lot of sophistication. I'm in West Tennessee, Tipton County, backwards mafia of the world. This is how simple they do it, and this is what I discovered. And when I sued to challenge the election and void it, the judge is on the take. So he voided not only my subpoena for the smart cards and the tabulating machines, he denied those, but he dismissed my case. And he was on the ballot running for office himself, and he refused to recuse himself from the case. Now, he was a General Sessions judge ruling in a case that I brought in Chancery Court. He's not elected as a Chancery judge. He just sat in and took over as though he was.
Totally. He should have recused himself, absolutely.
Every Chancery judge in the county recused because they had a financial interest because they were on the ballot. The circuit judge didn't, and the state of Tennessee looked the other way. It's a rigged game. But here's how they do it. It's so simple. If you don't like the outcome, and there's nothing on the tabulating machine that's nothing more than a laptop or desktop computer, it's simple software, you hit start, program. The program in Tipton County is Microvote. You hit Microvote, and you put the year's election, 2006, because they have new updated software for each election. Then you go to the county executive race, and then you would literally type in the returns that you want. You could literally type in the fields and hit print, and that can be submitted as the official returns of the county. It's that simple. And unless somebody goes back and analyzes the smart cards that come out of the voting machines themselves are nothing. They can't be, you can't go back forensically and tell if they've been rigged for the most part. The microvotes, you can't. But the smart card, all they've got to do is analyze that, and they can see the metadata if it's been changed or if there's an alteration of it. It's there. But these backwards mafias, they're not going to be real sophisticated and hire some expert IT guy. No, they just throw those in the trash can. They simply change the votes, declare it's the victory, and the state will support anything that they do. And then when I
let me ask you this, in order to get to that smart card, what kind of hoops do you have to jump through in order to examine those things?
You have to sue and subpoena them, and the only one that can sue is a candidate. And most candidates are not going to because they're going to be extorted. They threaten me and my life and my family, but I don't extort. And I told them what they could do with it, and I sued. And that scared the hell out of them. That's why they attacked me while I was suing. It's on my website. You can read about it. While I was suing, they attacked me and my family, shot at us 29 times, killed my dog right in front of me, and then charged me with aggravated assault for telling this perpetrator, I told him to stop shooting, put his gun down, he's under citizen's arrest. For that, I was sentenced to 7 years in prison. I was actually originally charged with aggravated assault, and then they upped it to aggravated kidnapping because I went to the grand jury, and I dare seek an indictment against the shooter, the cop that filed a false report, and the district attorney who he and his assistant conspired to falsely charged me in the first place, because the district public defender, his assistant, overheard the conspiracy and reported it to him. He reported to me. Yeah. They just make it up as they go. In the state of Tennessee,
give me your website. Spell it phonetically, please.
Mike, Indian, Kangaroo, Echo, Papa, Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, November, Sierra, Dot, Charlie, Oscar, November, Mike. The last letter is Mike, M.com.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, my mistake. It's been a long day. .org.
Okay.
Oscar Romeo George, .org.
Okay, got it. Got it. You know, what you're telling me is nothing new. You're preaching to the choir. I ran for sheriff 4 times, 2002, 2006, 2010, 2014. I have been shot. Have you been shot, Mike?
No, I've been shot at. I was
okay. Shot at. You don't even know how it feels until you've been shot. And this is after having an argument with the former sheriff about the election. I don't think it was all that horrible. I just told him that he should drop out because we have enough crooks in Las Vegas and Clark County to fill a stadium with. Okay, and he should just drop out. Now, apparently, he took that personal. And 2 days later, while I'm out riding my motorcycle home to my right up to my front door, I get shot in the left thigh. So I know exactly what you're talking about the extortion and the threats, the death threats. I mean, that's kind of like commonplace with me. Yep. I've gone through 6 tires on my car where they were slashed on the inside of the tire so that I wouldn't even notice that the tires were slashed.
Right. I'm backing up a 26-foot gooseneck trailer right now. Just replaced 3 tires.
Let me let you go, and thank you for calling in. And I'm going to check this out, and please call in again. And I appreciate your input. Okay, so we were talking about how to get rid of these voting machines. That's the subject matter today on my show. If you don't believe that these electronic voting machines can be manipulated either externally, like what Mike was just talking about, especially if you have corrupted officials that are in the chain that are required of you to go to them to even request a verification or a recount. And this is how it's set up, at least in Nevada anyway, in my opinion, is Nevada sets a standard for corruption for the rest of the country to follow. And the system is set up, even in the time frame of contesting a campaign or contesting an entire voting process, it's set up so that you don't even have time to properly set anything up. Even though the candidate doesn't take office for another month or so, you still don't have, by law, they only give you like 1 or 2 days in order to contest the vote. Now, that's kind of interesting, the way they kind of like set that up. So, what's somebody to do if the candidate is the only person that can contest the election or that particular vote, and it's set up for him to have to go to people that are on the take, like the court system or anybody in the court system or a judge? What's your next step? There's been complaints about voter fraud throughout the country. As we speak right now, I know of 11 federal lawsuits against voter fraud and dead people voting and voting machine manipulation and false registration. And I mean, it's just unbelievable what's been going on. But of course, the mainstream news media isn't going to talk about it. Only the secondary news media is going to talk about it. And as far as I'm concerned, the election process has to be absolutely pure. It cannot have any maybes in there or the possibilities of something or whatever. It has to be absolutely, totally pure. Now, if you ask any experts, if you get experts and you want to do your research, they will tell you, after they explain to you about all the necessary safety requirements to cause an election to be pure and honest, all these safeguards and all these special programs and these firewalls and all this, at the bottom line, after they finished their spiel about how maybe their company could make it super secure but not totally secure, none of them will say that any system is totally secure, because it isn't. Now, how can that be? How can we have accepted something that is not totally secure? Well, politics caused that to happen because they're the ones that are going to utilize the system in order to favor them. And it can be manipulated, whether it's internally with the secret program that disappears if anybody starts poking around, or like Mike just said, it can be done by whoever has access to the tabulation machine where you insert the results that you want to see, and then you print it out, and you tell everybody, well, this is the official results, and so sorry, Charlie. We just have to live with that. Well, we're beyond this now. And like I spoke with John Stuttmiller, I mean, we don't have too much of a chance left now. The indoctrination and brainwashing of this particular corrupted government has been perpetuated on all of us. I mean, every time I see a crisis situation on TV, it tells me that the government, or this particular government, is staging another situation in order to convince people that more government is necessary, more control is necessary, more authority is necessary. And if we don't, we're going to be taken over by these rioters and these thugs. And it can happen to you at any time where you have just regular innocent people walking down the street being jumped by these thugs and these rioters. And you have a government or a law enforcement service that is essentially handcuffed and ordered to ignore these things and prosecute the people for what they're doing. For some reason, the rioters and the thugs that are looting and rioting in particular Charlotte, why aren't they law enforcement or even the military, National Guard, go in there and stomp these people into submission and arrest them, put them in jail? But instead, law enforcement, those guys just got to be sick. Because I'm just a regular old ex-policeman, a street cop, that, you know, sometimes we didn't exactly agree, and it was in violation of our oath and code of ethics that I've read to you at the beginning of the show. It's in it's contradictory to that code of ethics or that oath of honor. But because they're in a position of power and supervision and administration, if you do not obey exactly what they are telling you to do, then basically it's career suicide. So you've got a choice to make. Either your career is finished, or you go along to get along. And in this case, basically the powers to be are telling law enforcement to basically ignore what is going on in Charlotte or in any other crisis situation, and not enforce the law equally and fairly. And that's essentially after my 39-year career. And again, the 2011 federal lawsuit that I filed against the LVMPD, Sheriff Doug Gillespie et al., and 14 other high-ranking members of the police department, while I was still employed, and that's kind of an important point, while I was still employed, I knew what was coming, but it was worth it to me, and hopefully it'll be worth it to other officers, but they have to do it smart. They have to do it secrecy would probably be a good word, not deception, but secrecy. They have to do it in that way where this is where I was stupid. I just went full blown right to the feds and told them everything that I knew, and had my witnesses which were eventually forced to perjure themselves under oath, and I mean it just turned really ugly and messy. And I even have a son that works for the police department, and I basically threatened the police department that you don't do anything to my son, or I'm going to take that rather personal, and I'm going to do something to you and your family. Now, I did this during a early mediation hearing in the federal courthouse with the representatives from the police department and their lawyers and my lawyer and everybody else. I told them, you don't mess around with my son. If you're going to do something, do it directly to me. Well, it looks like we got to pause for the cause again, and I'll be back in a few.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we were talking about voting machines. We were talking about politics and elections. And it's I never thought I would say this. I was talking to a friend of mine who's around the same age as I am, 66. And we both agreed that, you know, it's one of those things where if I went to the other side tomorrow or, you know, the next day, it's not a big deal because living in what is happening in this country right now is not a good thing. It is tending to, you know, go the socialist way or the communist way. You have disrespect of the national anthem, the flag, the American culture, the country. And you've got the kids doing that same thing where they, instead of taking a knee, hell, they might even flatten out on the ground when the national anthem is played. Now, I guess maybe I'm just old school and old dinosaur, but folks, you just don't do that kind of thing. You don't do that and get away with it. You gotta pay some kind of consequence for disrespecting the flag and the national anthem and the and our American values and our culture and our country. And believe you me, if I run into anybody that disrespects those things, I'm going to disrespect them. That's the way it's going to be. I didn't threaten to harm them or anything else, but I'm going to disrespect them. And that's just the way it is. You can pretty much kiss off the NFL and the Olympics and any other athletic event where I'm not going to be forced on my dime to watch people on the on these teams, these athletes, disrespect the national anthem and the flag and this country. And I'm not going to pay for their to be forced to watch that. So that's the price. And sure, I will defend to the death their right to do it, but not in that forum. And not in that particular forum, that's poor taste. And it's disrespect to everybody. If you want to do something like that, go out in the parking lot. Or, you know, march down some street or whatever, if that's what you feel and that's what you need to do. First Amendment protects you from that. But not in a athletic stadium in that particular forum where people pay to sit in those stands to watch these athletes perform and then to watch and then be forced to watch them disrespect our country and our flag and our national anthem. I hope that is just a momentary trend. And what I do hope is that the photographs that are taken of these individuals that are disrespecting the national anthem and our flag and our country, I hope those photographs will be a permanent reminder for a temporary feeling, much like a tattoo, a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling. So, and again, this discussion, I says, well, you know, if I meet my maker shortly after I've even said it, because I don't want to live in this country under those kind of conditions, when things are happening, you don't even know what's true anymore. So if anybody would like to email me, my email address is coper71@hotmail.com. coper71@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll respond to you as quickly as I can. And I can hear the music. So this is Gordon Martinez. I'm signing off. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. Take care. God bless you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.